Hello, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day. You know, I hear a lot of Christians talk of the gospel, sharing the gospel, preaching the gospel, giving the gospel. We're given the Great Commission by Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, wherein he says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." But what is the gospel? Some say it is good news. In Proverbs chapter 25, verse 25, states, "As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country." But what is the good news? Would it be any good news? Good news could be different for each individual based on their situation and life circumstance. If I was thirsting to death in a desert where there was no water available at hand, and maybe I was even at the brink of dehydration and death, cold waters would be such good news. But if I was in any other environment where water was plentifully available, it wouldn't be any good news or bad news. God forbid I was to be drowning, more water would be not the best news at all. The other thing is that this news is a spiritual news for the soul, not for the body. As in the context of the scripture verse, it says, "As cold waters to a thirsty soul, not to a thirsty body." Is there good news that we all could share in as a human race? And of course, the answer to this is yes. You see, the problem as humans is we've all sinned. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. We've all transgressed against the holy God. You say, "Brother George, that doesn't sound like good news." Well, in order to understand and appreciate this good news, you have to get the bad news first, is what I just gave you. Now, would you like to know the good news? Would you like to know what the gospel is? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul, under inspiration of the Holy Ghost, tells us what it is. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel," and that's what we're talking about today, "which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand." They've already received this gospel. "By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep." The focus is, he says, the gospel. In verse 2, it's by which we are saved. We're saved by this gospel. In verse 3, it gives you the gospel that Christ died according to the Scriptures, he was buried according to the Scriptures, and he rose the third day according to the Scriptures. You see, we need this as we cannot save ourselves. We are sinners separated from a holy God. As it says in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 9, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." He died, buried, and rose again to be our payment, or our propitiation. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, he says, "And he is," that's to say Jesus, "the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." In 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." He's our payment. He's our propitiation. What you must do is repent, turn to Christ, and believe on him as your Savior. Acts chapter 16, verse 31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." That's the gospel by Pastor George Birkinshaw, Elbridge, New York, Calvary Bible Baptist Church, your pastor for the day.